on for a special today, we have Susie Ezra.
As everybody knows, sports have started. The college football and pro football, and we're now doing the World Series. And I was raised by a great aunt who enjoyed sports, And if I had been a boy, believe me, she would have had me about everything there was possible. So I'm glad I was not a boy. But anyway, as time went along, we had our differences. She liked the Pacers. I liked the Boston Celtics. She liked the Colts. And I liked, New England Patriots. Okay. I hear you over there. The one thing we did agree on, we both liked IU basketball and Bob Knight. When Bob Knight was going to Texas, my husband Bob said we were moving to Texas. And I said, no, we're not moving to Texas. Now, to tell you a story about Bob and IU. One time he had to have an angioplasty done at St. Vincent's. When he came to, he didn't have his watch. So we had to make sure we found his watch. We were watching an IU game one night, and he got so upset with the IU game, guess what happened? The watch went off and slammed into the woodwork, and then to this day, there's an indention in the woodwork where the watch hit. Now, this watch was so important to him after he had his surgery. So we know where sports are. So anyway, now we come to baseball. Cartersville is an hour and a half from the Cincinnati. Aunt Mary was loved the Reds. Loved the Reds and Pete Rose. She would even go on the senior bus to Cincinnati to watch Pete Rose. When my son Mark was little, she bought him a little baseball uniform, and we had to take him down to the Reds game in it. Well, needless to say, I like the Cubs and Ernie Banks. So she used to say, I don't know why you don't like your hometown team of the Reds. Well, I still like the Cubs. Now we come to the story. This is called the Lord's Baseball Game. The Lord's baseball game. Freddie and the Lord stood by to observe a baseball game. The Lord's team was playing Satan's team. The Lord's team was at bat. The score was tied 0-0, and it was the bottom of the ninth inning with two outs. They continued to watch as a batter stepped up to the plate named Love. Love swung at the first pitch and hit a single because love never fails. The next batter was Faith, who also got a single because faith works with love. The next batter up was Godly Wisdom. Satan wound up and threw the first pitch. Godly Wisdom looked it over and let it pass. Ball one. Three more pitches, and Godly Wisdom walked because he never swings at what Satan throws. The bases were now loaded. The Lord then turned to Freddie and told him he was now going to bring in his star player. Up to the plate stepped Grace. Freddie said, he sure doesn't look like much. Satan's whole team relaxed when they saw Grace. Thinking he had won the game, Satan wound up and fired his first pitch. To the shock of everyone, Grace hit the ball harder than anyone had ever seen, but Satan was not worried. His center fielder let every few get by. He went up for the ball, but it went right through his glove, hit him on the head, and sent him crashing to the ground. The roaring crowd went wild as the ball continued over the fence for a home run. The Lord's team won. The Lord then asked Freddie if he knew why love, faith, and godly wisdom could get on base but couldn't win the game. Freddie answered that he didn't know why. The Lord explained, if your love, faith, and wisdom had won the game, you would think you had done it all by yourself. Love, faith, and wisdom will get you on base, but only my grace will get you home. For by my grace you are saved. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2, 8 through 9. Psalms 84, 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk rightly. I do love God. He is my source of existence and Savior. He keeps me functioning each and every day. Without him, I am nothing. But with him, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.